more.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 48%. The wind speed is southwest at 15 with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.63 and the dew point is 39 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Roxanne Stewart. This past Tuesday, the governor signed House Bill 2288. The bipartisan bill is Kelly's 300th and creates an interstate agreement where clinical counselors can practice in states that participate, making it easier for counselors to move to and practice in Kansas, and allows telecounseling with counselors in other states. Governor Kelly said the bill makes it easier for Kansans to get the mental health care they need. Most of Barton County is experiencing an exceptional drought, making fire conditions worse. J.P. Bizet explains.
The county's emergency risk manager, Amy Miller, has requested a countywide burn ban to be reinstated due to the risk of accidental fires caused by high winds, no moisture, and rising temperatures. The local fire chiefs agree, saying that a burn ban is an appropriate measure to prevent fires. Ness County has had a burn ban for a month, and Rush County recently reinstated one. The governor has also declared a disaster emergency for wildland fires to support counties in the event of a large fire.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas has officially entered a lawsuit over the rare lesser prairie chicken, which can be found in the western part of the state. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced that the lawsuit was filed on Tuesday. In November, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, under the Biden administration, listed the birds as a threatened species in Kansas and endangered in other parts of the country. In an interview with the Kansas Capital Bureau, Kobach talked about the impact the new rule could have on farmers and ranchers, saying they wouldn't be able to deviate from plans unless they got special permission from the agency designated by the federal government. He said it changes everything and it makes ranching less profitable. And it also makes the oil industry have to find itself in a very bad predicament if they can't drill wells where they want to drill them. The bird lives in Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Hundreds of thousands of Kansans could lose their health care coverage as the state goes through a year-long Medicaid redetermination process. According to Kansas healthcare officials at Blue Cross Blue Shield, about 104,000 Kansans are expected to lose their current healthcare coverage, and the changes come as the coronavirus pandemic restrictions have been lifted. Katrina McGivern, a spokeswoman for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, said people expecting to lose coverage may be able to seek help through other options. She said they could go onto the marketplace, which is healthcare.gov, and take a look at the plans that are available, and if they've got a doctor they want to see or certain prescription medications they have to have access to, they could check for that also. She added that they could also potentially be available for some subsidies, which could help lower the cost of their premiums. People should also make sure to fill out a coverage renewal letter if they get one and go to the CanCare website at cancare.ks.gov to make sure their information is up to date. Congress enacted the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which included a requirement that Medicaid programs keep people continuously enrolled through March 31st of 2023 in exchange for enhanced federal funding. Now states have to determine which current Medicaid enrollees are eligible to remain on Medicaid and which are not. The Kansas Lottery released its latest revenue report on Wednesday, detailing the numbers for last month, reporting that after Kansas sports betting revenue plunged in February, the state's cut spiked to more than $911,000 in March. According to lottery officials, in March, net revenues from sports betting were a little over $9.11 million, and the state gets a 10% cut, bringing in $911,159,000. And that's a drastic change from February, when the state's cut was only $1,134. Lottery spokesman Corey Thorne said February's numbers could be linked to the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win. While the major sporting event drove up bets, it also cost the state a few $100,000 when the bets were paid out. And Throne said that the spike in March could be attributed to interest in the NCAA tournaments that took place. He said college basketball tournaments and things like that are very popular, especially when hometown teams are highly ranked and very competitive. And so there was just a lot of interest in the NCAA tournaments. Kansas sports betting revenues have varied from month to month since the state legalized sports betting in September of last year, which means the state's cut can also vary. The revenue report for April is expected to come out at the end of the month. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County starting the week of April 17th. The bridge, which spans the Kyle Railroad, is located approximately 13 miles east of the U.S. 183 junction, or 2 miles east of Agra. The activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in early July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed, and John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. In Nebraska news, a proposed abortion ban has cleared a major hurdle in the Nebraska legislature as senators voted 33-16 on Wednesday night to advance Legislative Bill 626 to the second round of debate. The bill, introduced by Senator Joni Albrecht, would ban abortions after cardiac activity is detected, which is typically around 6 weeks of gestation. And Albrecht said all 33 of those people who voted for the bill feel as deeply as she does about the life of an unborn who can't speak for themselves. Senator Jen Day, who voted against LB 626, plans to join in the filibuster for the next round of debate, saying they will continue to fight every minute of every day for the rest of this legislative session if they have to. And if they have to go beyond that to a ballot measure, she said they'll do that as well. The proposal must go through two more rounds of debate before it's sent to the governor's desk, and it's unknown when the next round of debate will take place. Police are investigating a possible kidnapping that started in Omaha and ended in Grand Island. Grand Island police say officers responded to a welfare check around 10:30 a.m. Tuesday morning, where a woman told officers that she had been repeatedly assaulted and held against her will in Omaha by Ariello Romero Organado. She told officers he punched her and kicked her several times, leaving injuries all over her body. The victim told police Romero Organado had her drive him to Grand Island, where he let her go. Officers arrested him for kidnapping, and Romero Organado also picked up a tampering with a witness charge because police say that he contacted the victim from jail and tried to manipulate her into dropping the charges. A Nebraska man received 15 years in prison for a meth-related charge in Merritt County. U.S. Attorney Stephen Russell said 40-year-old Douglas Schmidt of Nebraska was sentenced in federal court in Omaha on Wednesday after he was charged for conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of methamphetamine. Schmidt will serve 180 months in prison, along with a 4-year term of supervised release after, as there is no parole in the federal system. According to court documents, the Hastings Police Department did a traffic stop on April 20th, 2021, and the driver was Schmidt's co-defendant, Raquel Bloom, while Schmidt was the passenger. Schmidt originally told officers that his name was Doug Wilson, but was later identified as Schmidt. Officers said Schmidt had an active warrant out of Merritt County and was taken into custody, and officers then noticed the smell of marijuana coming from a backpack that was behind the driver's seat, and authorities said Bloom reported that the backpack was Schmidt's. There were 426 grams of methamphetamine, 80 grams of marijuana, and several items of drug paraphernalia found inside the backpack. Bloom has pled guilty to the same conspiracy and has her sentencing on May 17th of 2023. This case was investigated by the Nebraska State Patrol and the Hastings Police Department. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on April 10, 2023 at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweet Center by President Jennifer Miller, and six members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy opened the meeting by giving the floor to Norton High School student William Vance. And William presented the idea of esports to the board. Esports is an online gaming activity that is taking off with schools across the country as either an extracurricular activity or credited class, and Vance is asking the board to consider bringing this to the Norton schools. Principal Troy Kieswetter gave a quick overview of the Jay Singers' trip to Kansas City to sing the national anthem at the Royals game. Mr. Kieswetter said it was an unforgettable experience for all of the students that attended, and it was an amazing opportunity for all. Superintendent Roy invited the community to the retirement reception for Joan Bolt, Gail Roy, Don Mordecai, and Marilyn Dix that will take place on May 18th at 1:30 p.m. Mr. Roy then asked the board to approve the trade of two of the district's older cars for a 2018 Ford Taurus with 18,000 miles for the price of $16,250. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Michael Terry to approve the purchase of the 2018 Ford Taurus for $16,250, and the motion passed 6-0. George Rossi and Aaron Manning presented on the science curriculum. Aaron Manning gave a presentation on the STEM bus that came from the Kansas State School for the Blind to work with the 7th grade class and reported that all of the kids were very engaged and enthusiastic the whole day. She said they were gifted many items from the school and plan to do more work with STEM. And Aaron also stated that the STEM van will be back next year. Jeremy Hawks asked the board to approve the PDC so it could be sent to the Kansas State Board of Education for approval. And a motion was made by Jamie Amlong and seconded by Ryan Katz to approve the PDC plan as presented to send it to the State Board of Education for approval, and the motion passed 6-0. Elementary Principal Bobby Murray presented the board with the 7 teachers who have graciously said they would teach summer school, which is meant to help prevent learning loss over the summer. There are 2 sessions. One is following right at the end of the current school year, and the other is right before the 2023-2024 school starts in August. Jennifer Miller gave an update on the most recent NCK-SEC board meeting. Dina Winty gave a recap of the curriculum meeting that was held during the previous month. And Michael Terry reported that the district will hold a PDC meeting later this month. After 2 executive sessions to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, a motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to accept the resignations of Linda Burge as the at-risk tutor and Macy Chavez as the assistant tennis coach, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to accept the nominations of Sheridan Huey as the K-6 PE teacher, Megan Jocks as the 9th through 12th grade vocational ag instructor, and Andrew Murillo as the high school head volleyball coach. The motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to accept the request of Chris Delamont to transfer over as the junior high PE teacher. A motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Dina Winty to approve the PDC points from March 27th. After 4 executive sessions to discuss teacher negotiations, the board returned to open meeting at 8:55 p.m., and President Jennifer Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:55 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be burrito, green beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be nachos with ground beef, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, starting at 10 o'clock, the junior high track at Phillipsburg. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 92 and breezy with a south wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. and increasing clouds with a low around 59, and it'll be windy tonight with a south wind of 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 77 and breezy. The wind should be 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation tomorrow is 30%. On Friday night, showers are likely, mainly after 2 a.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 37 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation Friday night is 60%. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, showers are likely, mainly before 8 a.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 54 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 68. On Monday, sunny with a high near 79. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 79. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 48%. The wind speed is southwest at 15, with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.63, and the dew point is 39 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm going to help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPR heroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals pulled off their most impressive win of the season as they took down the Texas Rangers 10-1 on Wednesday night at Globe Life Field down in Arlington. Brad Keller took the mound for the Royals and continued his strong start to the season. Keller went a season-high 6 2/3 innings versus the Rangers. They allowed just one run on three hits, striking out seven Rangers batters. The Royals' offense broke out in a big way in the win as they tallied 14 hits on the night. The most impactful development was the Royals were 6-for-12 with runners in scoring position, a big step after they were 4-for-20 in such situations on Tuesday night. Leading the offensive charge on the evening was MJ Melendez and Bobby Witt Jr. Witt collected three hits on the night along with three stolen bases, while Melendez picked up a pair of hits and drove in a team-high three runs. The Royals now get an off day coming up on Thursday as they head back home to Kansas City, and they'll get set to begin a weekend series with the Atlanta Braves starting on Friday night at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a trough of low pressure continues moving our direction from the west. Meanwhile, a ridge of high pressure extended all the way into the mid-Mississippi Valley, and low pressure along the Gulf Coast was spreading in some high clouds into southern Kansas. The main hazard today is going to be extreme fire danger across much of the state. Humidity levels very low, combined with gusty south winds up to 40 miles per hour, will elevate the fire danger threat through most of the afternoon. Thunderstorms may form in western Kansas and eastern Colorado later today. That'd be very isolated, with an increased chance of severe weather in central and eastern Kansas tomorrow as a cold front approaches. Again, that red flag warning in effect for fire danger in northwest Kansas. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. North central Kansas, windy with a high 88 this afternoon. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny and breezy with a high 82. Southwestern Kansas, our high near 90. 82 in south central Kansas, upper 70s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we did see some cash cattle trade take place. Some reported trade, 175 in the Southern Plains feedlots, and a little bit in Nebraska as well. But I think still some trade out there yet to go. We'll wait and see where those numbers are as far as trade is concerned. That'd be about $2 to $3 higher on that 175 trade in Kansas. Mixed trade overnight in the grain market. Wheat futures down 9 to 10. Old crop corn up 1. New crop down a penny. Soybeans 12 cents higher on the old crop. 8 to 9 higher on the new crop. Mixed trade, but wheat lower despite continued dry forecast, according to some of the latest weather models. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Ranch horses have a special place in our hearts and an important role in our cattle ranch operations. That's why we take special care of them. With spring coming on, it's time for annual vaccinations to protect their health. Valley Vet Supply has the professional vaccine brands for sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, and rhino. And for convenience with fewer needle sticks, Valley Vet has combination vaccines, including West Nile virus, formulated by reliable pharmaceutical companies like Zoetis, Merck, and BI. If you you routinely include strangles protection, or if you need rhino abortion protection for pregnant mares, Valley Vet stocks the highest quality vaccines for same-day shipment. Their professionals can assist you with your equine vaccination plan. What you need for cattle or horses' health is just a call or click away. Or take the short drive to Marysville.